Hi everybody, I'm Regis Philbin, and I've written a book called How I Got This Way. And this is my story as presented by Harper Audio. All the people you'll hear about are special to me, but I would like to dedicate this book to Jack Parr. He showed me so many years ago how to do what I do. Many years after that, I finally met him, and too many years after that, I became his friend. It was too short. You know, I just reread my manuscript before I handed it in for publication. Naturally, it brought back so many memories, from some of the things in my life that I can't forget, to stuff I forgot or wanted to forget, and remembered only because I took this time to review it all. Some of the chapters made me more sentimental than I expected. You can see that the people remembered here are people who made a difference for me. Most helped. Others made me wish I had done things differently. Some have died, and I wish with all my heart that they could be around to share some of these memories. When it was good, it was sensational. And when it got bad, well, I just wouldn't want to go through it again. But I was lucky to meet most of the people I did, lucky to have their advice and their guidance. It was only my own fault that I made some of the mistakes I made in my life. I was there almost at the beginning of television. It was so different when I started. It was a climb from the New York NBC page staff to a TV station prop house in Los Angeles, to driving a delivery truck around Hollywood, and after that a radio news car in the 1950s around San Diego reporting what was going on in that city that day. Not much 50 years ago. Then finally getting, by chance, an invitation into television as a real broadcaster, and all along the way meeting certain people who served as models and guides to me, inadvertently showing me how I wanted to live and what I ultimately wanted to do in this business. I wound up hosting a 9 a.m. show when most of the world is going to work, going to school, going to the store, or going wherever people go in the morning. Now, was that considered being a success? Did I stay there too long? Did I have any other place to go? Or was I lucky the way it all turned out? Lucky that I finally made the right decision coming back to New York City. That I finally made this recent decision to move on. We're not sure at this point how that will turn out, but there does come a time in your life, after you have spent 28 years on TV in Los Angeles and 28 more in New York, when moving on sounds like the right thing to do. Maybe it's time for a change. I've spent nearly 17,000 hours in front of a television camera. That's a record in our business. And now that I think about it, it was exciting, it was fun, and it was more than I ever thought I would accomplish. I guess I've learned something more about myself in the process of looking back this way. Learned something more about the people who have influenced me, too. You know, hindsight can be a great gift. Everyone is just trying to find his or her own path in this world. You can't know what the future holds, but sometimes looking back at the past can help. This is my past. Maybe it can help you, even guide you, and hopefully provide you with a few good laughs. Chapter 1. Bing Crosby. It all began with Bing Crosby during the Depression of the 30s. I must have been 6 or 7 years old at the time. My family lived at the bottom floor of a two-story house on Kruger Avenue in the Bronx. And every night, at 9:30, I sat beside my little radio in the kitchen and listened to a half hour of Bing's records, regularly spilling out over the radio station WNEW. His voice was so clear, so pure, and so warm, that after a while I thought of him as my good friend. Even though he was out there in faraway glamorous Hollywood, and I was in the humble old Bronx, in my mind, we were truly friends, and we would always spend that special half hour together, just the two of us. I listened to those songs of the Depression era, and even as a kid I understood that the
sample complete. Ready to continue?